们翻开尼希米。
To, let's open to Nehemiah.
我们知道以斯拉、尼希米跟以斯帖这三卷书都是在被掳及归回的当中。
So the three books, the Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther are all during the times of return to from captivity.
以斯拉是在归回的第一次的当中开始在建造圣殿的大主体。
So the Ezra was talking about the rebuilding of the temple as a return from captivity and the organization.
尼希米是盖这个圣殿外围耶路撒冷的城墙。
So Nehemiah was rebuilding the walls outside of the temple in Jerusalem.
圣殿已经盖好了。
The temple was already built.
城墙还没盖好。
But the walls were not built.
那意思就是说，经常会有这一个没有这个内外之分。
So meaning that the outside and inside must be united.
没有内外之分的时候，什么人都可以随意到圣殿里面来。
Then everybody can come into the temple.
那么意思就是说，不是随随便便的到神的殿中。
Meaning that you cannot just come at will to the temple.
再来呢，我们就看到有一些这个荷伦人参巴拉。
We saw that the Hellenite and
还有这个
参巴拉
亚门人多比亚。
And Ammonite Tobiah.
这一几个在附近的领袖呢，他们极力的反对。
These leaders opposed actively.
不但的反对呢，还做一些这个伤害的话语。
Not only did they oppose, they slandered.
还有一些恐吓的话语。
And also words of threats.
为的都是要让整个的圣殿的城墙不能够被建造起来。
In order that the walls of the around the temple cannot be built.
特别围绕这个城墙的时候。
So when the walls were surrounding the temple.
有可能会被误认为要开始又把耶路撒冷建造成了一个很这个大的这个城邑。
It may be misunderstood, construed as another fortified city.
因为过去列王以来，到从这个大卫都在耶路撒冷里面这个城墙里面。
So from the times of kings, including David, were in Jerusalem.
那我们记得在这个大卫呢要攻打这一个耶路撒冷的时候，这个叫做耶布斯人。
So remember when David was to take Jerusalem, it was a city of Jebusites.
怎么样来嘲笑这一个大卫的？
Remember how they mock David.
说这个城啊，纵然是有瞎子跟瘸腿在里面。
Even though the city may have but the lame and the blind.
就是这一些人在看守，你都没有办法把耶路撒冷打下来。
Even if they guard the city, you will not be able to take down the city.
那表示形容这一个耶路撒冷当时的那个地势很严峻。
Telling us that the way the place that Jerusalem was situated is very difficult to attack.
好攻击的。
It's very easy to keep but hard to attack.
然后我们现在要看到又要把这个耶路撒冷的整个的城墙围绕起来的时候。
Then when we see that they even going to build the walls around the Jerusalem.
难免会说哦，怎么他们开始以色列又要建国了。
So people may misconstrue that Israelites are trying to build their nation again.
纵然知道他们不是为这个建国而来。
But they know, if they know that it's not for the rebuilding of the nation,
他们也要抓到一些把柄跟王来讲。
But they will still try to find something find some fault in them to talk to the king.
那么这些呢，都是怎么样？都是一个比较很危险的一些事情。
These are the dangerous things.
那么一开始呢，我们看尼希米呢，他的一个心在整个的耶路撒冷的建造上面。
So we see from the beginning that Nehemiah had his heart in rebuilding the Jerusalem.
第一章第一节里面。
In chapter 1 verse 1.
这个哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下。
The words of Nehemiah's son of Hakaliah.
亚达薛西王二十年基斯流月我在苏参城的宫中。
In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year while I was in the citadel of Susa,
他在宫中心中思想着耶路撒冷。
In the citadel, he was thinking about Jerusalem.
最重要的是你心在哪个地方。
The most important thing is where your heart is.
心在那个地方呢，就会为这一个事情呢，很多的事情来做建造的工作。
So if your heart is there, you have a heart to build that place.
他知道整个耶路撒冷已经建造完成。
He knew that Jerusalem was completed.
城墙却荒芜。
But walls were still laid waste.
建造城墙，第一个就是有里外之分。
So to build a wall means that there's separation between outside and inside.
神的圣殿才能够真正的分别为圣出来。
Then the temple of the Lord may be truly consecrated.
那才不会跟秋坛有什么差别。
Then otherwise will be same as the high places.
秋坛的意思就是一个这个坛要在高处上献。
So the altars in the high places mean you have to be sacrificed at high places.
那为什么神不愿意这个整个献祭在秋坛上？
Why God did not want us to make offerings in the high places?
秋坛并不是说专门祭祀偶像的坛叫秋坛。
It's not just that the priest and the idol of the priest of idol worship is high places.
秋坛的希伯来文意思是在一个小山丘之上。
So altar in high place means in Hebrew a little hill.
那如果我们知道神的律法
，But we know the law of the Lord.
祭坛建的时候不准有台阶。
That when we build a temple, we are not supposed to have steps.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说免得你的下体露在我的眼中。
Unless you expose your body before me.
从这一句话里面我们知道神的圣洁。
Well, from this we know the holiness of God.
因此呢不能把这个建造在高处里头。
That's how we cannot build high places.
秋坛就是建在高处里。
And the altars are built in high places.
那么这个就是怎么样，这个整个让我们看到神的律法里面不准在秋坛上，并不是那是祭祀偶像的坛。
So God doesn't want us to build in high places. It's not necessary only for the altars of idol worship.
总而这个坛没有从来没有祭祀过，我把它重新建造起来。
So even though this altar was not built by priests, I'm going to rebuild it.
在高处里头。
In high places.
这一个有违背耶和华在整个的建坛的意义里头。
This is against the meaning of building the temple by the Lord.
那我们看到这一个耶路撒冷是在高地。
We see that Jerusalem is situated in high hill.
我们不是说建在高山上不对。
It's not wrong to build in high mountain.
而是呢，神的心意里头。
But in God's will.
让我们明白。
That I must understand.
按照神的旨意来建造他的工作。
To build according to His will.
因为很多的人在这个山上。
Because a lot of people in the mountains.
神要把他给他分别出来。
God wants to consecrate them.
因此呢，我们要一定有一个墙的界限在那个地方。
That's why we need a line of a wall.
有墙就有一个界限。
So if we have a wall, there's a boundary.
建造城墙变成一个很重要。
That's why building this wall surrounding the city is very important.
生命里面，我们这个殿跟世界有没有一道墙来做阻隔
？So in our life, in our temple, is there a wall separating us from the world?
不会干犯到我们内心里面对神的敬拜。
It will not violate our worship to God.
我们有没有对这一个设下一个很好的底线？
Do we have a very good line to a foundation?
这个底线呢，我们有没有把它设下一个围墙
？So on top of the foundation, do we have a wall that surrounds?
这一个不管任何的一个工作里面都有讲到一个啊，这一个经济里面也好。
No matter what kind of works, whether it's in economics,
这一个
in finance,
怎么样子在这个弄一个停损点
？So why? How do you put a
整个道？一个地方呢，就在那个地方停在那里的，不能再往下走了。
So they need to have a stopping point and not to go forward.
比如说欧债危机，他们就立下一个每一个国家要排拿出一个计划书来。
So that, for example, for the European alliance, they're going to have each country have a plan.
有可能希腊、西班牙退出欧债区的时候，怎么欧元区的时候，整个怎么样来设立一个停损点
？So how are they going to set up a boundary line when Spain and Greece leave European Union.
世界的人都知道怎么样来设下一个防火墙。
So even the world know how to set up a firewall.
基督徒对于我们基督徒这个圣殿有没有建立一个很好的防火墙
？So for us Christians, do we build a very good firewall?
是啦，我们圣殿已经建造起来。我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们身体就是神的殿。
So when we believe in Jesus, we build the temple. Our body is the temple of the Lord.
但是我们看到尼希米呢，在苏珊城当中听见圣殿是被建造，但是外围的城墙没有。
So when Nehemiah was in the citadel of Susa, he heard about Jerusalem was being built.
看他是怎么回应的，第四节。
But there was no wall.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣。
In verse 4, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept.
悲哀几日。
For some days I mourned.
在天上的神面前禁食祷告说。
And fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
从第四节开始，一直整个第一章里面都讲到尼希米的祷告。
So from chapter 1 verse 4 on, it talks about Nehemiah's prayer.
也就是第一章里面尼希米他真实心态的一种回应。
So let's talk about the heart of Nehemiah in his words.
我们看到坐下，在这个听见这话就坐下哭泣。
So when he heard these things, he sat down and wept.
我不知道我们对于我们这一个建造的黄火墙有没有这样子的坐下哭泣。
I wonder if we have such a heart about building the firewall around our temple.
也许我们经常跨越那个这个黄火墙。
Maybe we cross this firewall often.
我们如何真正的设立在一个停损点里面？
How do we have a boundary line around?
让我们有一个能力。
That we have power.
然后呢，进食祷告。
And then we fast and pray.
求神帮助我们建立好那一个工作。
Ask God to help us to finish the work.
第四节往后呢，就是这一个尼希米向神祷告。
Yeah, after verse 4, it's Nehemiah's prayer to God.
所以整个的尼希米的祷告，第一点，他就是用神的应许来祷告。
So first point is prayer that he uses the word of God.
他知道必须要先熟读神的话语。
He knew he first had to read the word of God.
从神的话语里面来明白神的心意如何。
From word of God to understand the mind and will of God.
所以按照神的心意来祷告。
According to his will, he prayed.
尼希米里面的第一点。
This is the first point for Nehemiah.
第二，他知道整个列祖里面他们所犯的错误。
Secondly, he knew all the sins of his forefathers.
现在已经是70年归回的当中。
This is already returned from 70 years of captivity.
很特别的是70年要归回的时候，很多人不愿归回。
Interestingly enough, after 70 years, some people do not want to return.
归回到那里利用做什么？那个地方我们又不是在那边出生的。
So they didn't want to return because they said they weren't born there.
70年后有一些人都在巴比伦出生。
In 70 years, some people were born in Babylon.
父母亲也许来跟他们讲。
Parents may have spoken to them.
讲到现在我可能已经五六十岁。
By that time, they were 50, 60 years of age.
五六十岁的我年纪 那时候五六十岁都算是老迈的了。
So in their time, 50, 60 years are considered aged.
还要回耶路撒冷。
And yet they have to return to Jerusalem.
他的第三代都出现了。
And their third generation already appeared.
然后他们要不要回去呢？还小。
So do they want them to return? They're still small.
一个人在一个地区里面住下七十年。
If somebody lived in an area for 70 years,
想要再回到原住地的时候
to return to the original place,
恐怕都不习惯。
Probably they cannot get used to.
前几天呢，有一个人呢，他搬到奥地利去，从成都。
So somebody came back from Austria a couple of days ago.
我说你还会回去中国住吗？
Do you want to return to China to live?
习惯了。
He said he got used to.
已经不习惯了。
He cannot get used to go back to China.
几年
？How many years？
不到十年呢。
Less than 10 years.
不到十年都不习惯了。
He cannot get used to going back to
10 years. 何况七十年呢
？How about 70 years then？
那么不要讲七十年了，可能三四十年就好了。
Maybe not 70 years, maybe 30, 40 years.
也许我们过来只不过是四五年了，我们可能回到原住地都已经不太习惯。
Maybe after 4 or 5 years, it's hard for us to go back to the original land.
但这个意象里面，他认罪。
But in this vision, he confessed.
按着即时祷告。
And according to fasting prayer.
他要开始回去建造这个城墙。
He wanted to build this wall.
那么在祷告当中提到这一个呢，现在这个王的名字。
So in his prayer, he mentioned the present king.
这也就是他为当时的这个王来祷告。
He was praying for the king at the time.
当然，更重要，他怎么样？愿神使他所做的要亨通。
So what's more important? He wants God's hand on him, so he may be prosperous.
神啊，这是你的工作。
He said, God, this is your work.
既是你的工作
，since it's your work.
尼希米的谦卑，你让我亨通。
That you made me prosperous in my humility.
而不是怎么样这个。抓住的这一个鸡毛当令令，真的，这个是就是你的应许啊！你一定要让它成就。
Do not grab onto something as if God owe you something.
你的应许是如此。
Because this is your promise.
是神的应许，也许是如此。
Maybe God's promise is such.
但他什么时候成就，那是他的事情。
But when he was completed, it's his will.
我们不能说这样子我们就一定要亨通。
That's because of he said that we will be
prosperous. 但是我们看到这一个，求你使你的仆人现今享。这个亨通。
So may you make your servants prosperous.
第二章就开始他去面对的这一个这一个波斯王。
So chapter 2, he faced the king Artaxerxes.
他是做酒政的。
He was a cupbearer.
那么我们都知道这一个就做酒政的帮这个王倒酒。
So we know the Nehemiah's cupbearer, a poor one for the king.
脸上有愁容。
So he had, his face looked so sad.
表示是给王难堪嘛。
Meaning that embarrasses the king.
我高高兴兴的起来早朝上朝喝个酒的时候，或在家中喝个酒的时候，你竟然用这种脸色给我看。
I come to the throne and in my joy, yet you showed me your face like that.
这个是一个蛮严重的一件事情。
So this was a serious matter for the king.
那么也可以讲是在这一个他这个脸上有愁容。
Also, we can say that his face looks sad.
不是装出来的。
It's not feigned.
他只是表露出生命来。
It so happened that he showed his life.
亚达薛西王因为很爱尼希米，所以他看得出来他心中有问题。
Because King Artaxerxes really loved Nehemiah, so he knew that Nehemiah had the problem.
这个是一种相对性的关系。
This is a mutual relationship.
然后我们就看到这个尼希米呢，这一个呢，祷告了完以后呢，他面对王。
So after Nehemiah prayed, he faced the king.
王就问他。
And the king asked him.
那么这一个他就对王说。
And then he said to the king.
好，我列祖的坟墓所在地那个地方，我要去重建。
That he wanted to rebuild the places where my parents were buried, or my father were buried, and ruled nine rules.
因为城外有一个是这个大卫。整个的坟墓，他们的祖先的坟墓就在附近。
He did not misspoke because there were a burial ground outside the city where the King David and the forefathers were and the kings were buried.
那个门呢？外面出去那个叫羊门。
So the gate outside is called the sheep gate.
那么听说呢，耶稣基督有一天会从那个地方再回来。
Somebody said that Jesus will come back from that gate again.
所以很多人喜欢葬在那个地方。
So a lot of people want to be buried there.
当耶稣基督再回来的时候，他们可以复活。
When Jesus Christ come back, they can be resurrected.
当然他们对整个圣经不是很了解。
Of course, they did not understand the Bible well.
他们要耶稣基督来临的时候再复活，那是第二次的复活。
So when they want to be resurrected, that's the second resurrection.
第一次的复活是在空中与主相会，没在主里先死的人首先复活。
So the first resurrection is those who are in the Lord will be raptured to.
不用让弥赛亚从那个地方走过去，他们才复活。
To mid-air, they don't need the Messiah to walk through among the gates to resurrect them. So meaning that they can see the Messiah firsthand when the Messiah returns.
错误的理念就造成后面大家很喜欢埋在那个地方。
So because of erroneous concept, then everybody wants to be buried there.
到如今很多那个坟墓很多还在那个地方。
Even till this day, there are many tombs there.
这个就是错误的教导里面，我们不要第一次的复活，我们要第二次的复活了。
So this is erroneous teaching that you don't want the first resurrection, but the second resurrection.
或是说我没有第一次，我起码第二次我有个第一个先看到耶稣。
So maybe not be resurrected first time, but you want to see Jesus.
他在那个地方坟墓的时候，外进来呢就是城墙了。
So when they come back, when they come in, the first thing they see is the wall.
他要去修造城墙。
He is to repair the wall.
啊，定了日期。
He set a date.
这个日期里面呢是应该是分为两次的。
So it's supposed to be set in two stages.
因为最后我们看到他有十几年的时间在耶路撒冷建造城。
We saw that he spent more than a decade rebuilding the wall in Jerusalem.
他第一次探亲。
The first time he came to visit.
做的一些工作呢，让亚达薛西王非常的赞赏。
So he did work at the pleased of King Artaxerxes.
准许他成为这一个省长，再一次的回去。
So he became the governor and then returned.
这个呢，就是一个整个的两次的过程。
So these are the two parts of his journey.
那么神很重要的为神工作的一些要素。
So the elements of the work of the Lord here.
他知道耶路撒冷的需要。
He knew that Jerusalem needed this.
他知道我们这一个人圣殿的需要。
He knew that our personal need of the temple.
当看尼希米建造圣殿的围墙的时候。
So when we see Nehemiah rebuilding the wall around the temple.
我们要看到的是，我们这一个人的圣殿外围的围墙，我们有没有如此像尼希米这样的来建造。
We need to look at ourselves, see if we have built the wall around ourselves just like Nehemiah did.
给我们领受的是我们需要有尼希米的这样的心智。
What we need is the spirit and mind of Nehemiah.
他愿意为这个城墙来做禁食的祷告。
And he's willing to fast and pray for this wall.
他愿意为这个城墙甘冒生命的危险。
And he's willing to risk his life for this wall.
我们今天会不会甘冒生命的危险去建造这一个围墙？
Are we willing to risk our life to build this wall?
哎呀，我有信耶稣就好了。
你没说 I believe in Jesus, that's good enough.
圣殿这个有建造起来就好。
As long as the temple is built, that's good enough.
我们用很多的方法要去建造这个圣殿当中的围墙。
So we need to use many ways to build this wall around this temple.
每一日读经祷告。
Every day read and pray.
我们要有周间弟兄姐妹跟弟兄姐妹的彼此联络。
We need to have a fellowship among brothers.
不但在小组里头。
Not only in cell group.
在一对一上面。
But also in one-to-one sharing.
还有要弟兄姐妹到这个主日学的时候来接受一些装备。
So also to have the brothers and sisters come to Sunday school to be prepared.
这一些呢都是建造起一个圣殿的围墙。
This is all to build the wall around the temple.
我们看到尼希米去观察整个围墙的破损之处。
So we look at all the, we saw that Nehemiah went around the wall to look at all the footholds.
要想想看怎么样把它建造完毕。
He wanted to know how he can complete the wall.
我们有没有花很多的时间来看看我们可能经常做不到的事情。
Have you ever thought about things that we cannot do?
回到神的面前来。
But come before the Lord.
主啊，我在你的面前进食。
The Lord, I want to fast before you.
使我做不到的这些事情呢，能够让我做得到。
Help me to do things that I could not do.
这一些呢都是怎么样围墙里面很重要的一些工作。
These are all the important works behind the wall.
我们看到他了解了整个的围墙的状况。
He understood the wall and the building.
他知道不是靠他一个人能够做起来。
He knew that he could not do it alone.
他跟所有的长官里面来讲。
So he and his and the officials.
来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得我们再受凌辱。
So let's come and rebuild the wall around Jerusalem so that we not come under the wrath.
我告诉他们。
So I told them.
我神施恩的手怎样帮助我。
Verse 7, chapter 3, next to them, repair for me.
并王对我所说的话。
And also the words spoken to
them. 他们就说我们起来建造吧。
He said, let's go and build the wall.
于是他们奋勇做这善工。
So they wholeheartedly went to do the work.
我们看到当这一个尼希米知道不是一个人能够一起建造。
You may realize you cannot do this alone.
我们也要知道，我们不是一个人能够建造。
We must understand also it's not we can do it alone.
我们必须要很重要的是一对一。
We need to have one-to-one sharing.
一对一最重要的是。
But the most important thing is sharing.
听到对方所讲的话语。
Able to hear what the other side says.
对方所讲的对他生命的建造，也对我的建造。
What he says builds his life, and also builds mine.
这个是一对一里面很重要。
This is very important.
我们很怕的一个一对一到最后变成是我在帮人家一对一。
So what I do really afraid of is in the end.
一直讲我要告诉他的话。
At the end becomes me try to build their life.
很少去回应让他讲话培养他讲话。
At the end saying that becoming youth tell them what they said instead of saying.
怎么样来供应我。
And that how his words can build me up.
我当然要讲把我领受的供应告诉他。
So I have to tell him what I received to tell him.
但是我着重在他怎么样子来向我诉说。
But what's important is it happened to tell me.
建造我里面这个圣殿。
And build the temple within me.
建造我这个围墙怎么样把它围住。
And also how to build the wall surrounding the temple.
对，当他这样子知道彼此合作的时候。
When they understood the need for cooperation.
我们就看到整个参巴拉一起就一直来的亚门人多比亚还有亚拉伯人基善。
So verse 19 we heard, saw that the Sambala, the Harmonite,
Hormonite,
and Tobiah, and Arab, they were very tricky.
他们就开始用很多的方法恐吓。
They used ways to threat,
嘲笑
and mock,
然后做一些的工作
and do works.
那么这些呢他们就怎么样他们说你们要背叛王吗
They say, are you going to rebel against the king?
要伪造城墙起来。
Because you're building the wall.
你要背叛王吗
Are you going to rebel against the king?
这个是经常我们就看到会有这一个恐吓。
We often will see that there will be threats.
如果我们对神的话语不了解的时候。
If we don't understand the word of God.
那么我们就会怎么样遭受到一些错误的信息而使我们上胆。
We will become afraid and lose courage.
哎，我看你天天讲方言，好像生命也没有建造起来。
You say that I see you speak in tongues, but I don't see your life being built.
常常会有那种嘲笑的口吻。
There are people who say this with ridicule.
那么，当然我们要思考。
Of course, we need to self-examine.
只是说我们面对神的时候。
But when we face God,
我们知道什么是正确的。
We know what is true.
我们会听到很多的嘲笑。
We hear a lot of ridicules.
哎呀，你这样读圣经，我们也读你那么多，但你看看我神这么祝福我。
I may not have read so much Bible like you, but God blesses me so greatly.
你好像对神很热心，你看神也没有很大祝福你啊。
It looks like you have a lot of zeal for God, but God has not blessed you.
他都用事业。
They use business.
可能用很多的环境，人家认为好的。
They use what men regard as good.
这一些呢，来做一些比较。
They use that for comparison.
但是我们看到尼希米决心来做这个工作。
But we saw that Nehemiah was determined to do this work.
不管人的嘲笑，
regardless people's ridicule,
不管人所讲的话语，
or the words of men,
这一些呢，尼希米都没有看在眼里。
Nehemiah did not put them in his eyes.
带领大家一直彼此的来合作。
He led people in cooperation.
所以第三章第一节，
in chapter 3 verse 1,
那时大祭司以利亚时，
Eliashib, the high priest,
和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门。
And his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate.
分别为圣，安立门站。
They dedicated it and set its doors in its place.
又筑城墙到哈米亚楼，直到哈南叶楼。
Building as far as the tower of the hundred, which they dedicated as far as the tower of Hananel.
大祭司和众祭司。
The high priest and his fellow priests.
这表示什么？我们应该扮演的一个很重要的包工的这个情况。
Meaning that we all need to take up the responsibility in rebuilding the wall.
大祭司、众祭司
，High priest and fellow priests
一起起来建造
，want to work together.
所以这一个告诉我们传道人，告诉我们区长，告诉我们小组长。
So the preachers tell us, and the district leader tell us, and the cell leader tells us.
应当要去做什么？做一个建造的工作。
To do what kind of work? To work a building.
那么其次耶利哥人建造，其次是英利的儿子撒克建造。
So the men of Jericho built the journey section, and Zachary's son of Henry built next to them.
以领头羊的方式去带领着他们。其次
he used the leading shepherd to pass on to the others.
表示呢，侍奉中必须要有一个系统跟他的安排。
Meaning that in the building there's got to be a system and arrangement.
因为第三章你可以看到用很多的其次这个字眼。
So we see that in chapter 3 he used the In sequence, of building a journey, that is,
把它连接起来，就发现一个安排，一个很重要的没有遗漏的系统。
So when you put all the adjoining sections together, you see how there's a perfect system.
这样信徒就能专心侍奉。
That way, the believers can serve wholeheartedly.
当他们彼此配搭的时候。
So when they cooperate with each other.
往尼希米往后看的时候，他们怎么样？一方面工作，一方面拿兵器。
At the end, we saw that they work. In one hand, and then have weapon in the other hand.
当他们轮班的时候，打瞌睡的啊，这个穿着这个军袍在睡觉。
So when they fall asleep during their watch, they have the clothes on.
因为待会可能就轮班，站到他要站岗。
Because maybe their turn to stand a guard.
他们建造城墙是如此的这样子的一个警醒。
So when they were building the wall, they were so careful.
因为怕我们这一个人的圣殿受了影响。
Because they are afraid that the holy temple may be damaged.
我们有没有好好的去建造城墙来保护我们这个圣殿？
And we built the wall carefully to protect our temple.
圣经告诉我们，你要保守你的心，怎么样？胜过保守一切。
The Bible tells us that guard your heart above all things.
圣殿就是你里头的那个心。
So the holy temple is the heart in you.
对神的敬拜。
To worship God.
胜过保守一切。
So above all things.
那么我们大概不会这样。
Of course, we may not do this.
为我们想要的意念呢，这个去争取啊，用权力。
We seek after what we desire using power.
那么保守我们这个对神敬畏的心呢，有没有付出这么大的代价
？Do we pay such a sacrifice for guarding our heart that fear the Lord?
然后我们看到，不但如此啊。
Not only so.
尼希米记第四章的时候，当这个参巴拉听见我们修造城墙，就大发怒。
So in chapter 4, when Sambala heard that they were rebuilding the wall, he became angry.
大大的恼怒，嗤笑犹太人。
He was greatly incensed and ridiculed the Jews.
当犹大人被耻笑的时候。
When the Jews were ridiculed.
当我们在建造，我们被嘲笑的时候。
When we are rebuilding and we are being ridiculed.
哎呀，你不要那么热心啊，天天跑教会。
You don't have to be so jealous to go to church every day.
当你被嘲笑的时候。
When you're being ridiculed,
你要知道一件事情
you need to understand one thing,
而是从尼希米里面来看到
it's from Nehemiah
就是当仇敌越嘲笑你的时候
when the, your enemies ridicule you even more,
表示这个工程越伟大
it means that this work is even more honorable,
所以他要让你停工
so that's why they want you to stop.
因此呢当我们被嘲笑的时候表示呢这我们这一个工作呢是很伟大的
so when we're being ridiculed means this is a great work、
啊、嘲笑什么呢说这个你们这个修造的城墙忽里瘴气 都怎么样都会跌倒
he said that the, can you、all these stones that will fall apart
狐狸不是就因为 野地里面很多狐狸嘛
so because in the wild there are a lot of foxes
第一个狐狸都可以爬上去
one the fox can climb on it
爬上去以后那个城墙就倒了
Then the wall will fall apart.
那你修造这个城墙干什么呢
So what's your point of rebuilding the wall?
狐狸都挡不住了
Even you cannot defend against a fox.
那么你们能挡什么呢
Then what can you really defend against?
嘲笑的 眼光
This is the eyes of ridicule.
经常我们要在建造的时候
So when we're building,
撒旦都会用一些控告
Satan will come to accuse.、
啊、你以前不是也都试过了吗
You haven't tried that before already?
看嘛你禁食也禁食过好像没什么果效
You have fasted before, it seems like you didn't do anything.
你看看你这样热心里面好像也没有太大的多大的复兴嘛
And look at all the zeal you spent in looking at those much revival.
经常会有一些控告临到我们的 生命当中
Oftentimes there's an accusation that comes to our lives.
以至于呢我们没有办法专心的工作
So that we cannot be devoted to do the work.
因此呢我们必须要怎么样很认真的在这个地方经常成为一个合作的工作
so we need to be very careful and wholeheartedly to cooperate
所以尼希米记第四章四到六节给我们看到几样
so in chapter 4 verse 4-6
建造专心
we see really several things to be devoted to the building
第一个不听人家这样子的恐吓专心的工作
one and two not to hear the threat of others
专心的一对一专心的祷告专心的读圣经
one to to share with all heart and to read and pray with all heart
这个是很重要的三个步骤
and to preach with all heart this is the first three steps
专心的祷告
you pray wholeheartedly
专心的彼此的一对一建造
share one to one to build each other wholeheartedly
这叫防备
this is to guard so guard
我们弟兄姐妹之间呢彼此的这个祷告这是防备
to intercede for brothers and sisters it's safeguard
连接起来
To be united.
防备有时候你软弱的时候我刚好扶持你起来
So maybe when you're weak I happen to be able to
防备呢我软弱的时候你可以把我扶起来
So maybe when I'm weak you can lift me up
我们彼此在一个建造的里头
So we are building each other up
专心在小组一对一的施工上
With all heart devoted in the work of building and sharing one to one
那么如何专心在一对一跟小组上面
How to be devoted in one-to-one and cell groups. 首先，
礼拜天专心的敬拜赞美，专心的做笔记。
You need to be first devoted to listening to worshiping and singing and then take notes in the sermons.
如果我们有常常拿到美洲神的话，我们就知道美洲神的话里面有一句话。
If we have this handout of the weekly word.
啊，到年底的时候，我们美洲神的话那一章就不再发了。
At the end of the year, we'll stop passing out this weekly word.
哎呀，教会节省这么一张纸干什么
？So what's the purpose of church trying to save paper?
第一个建造我们。
One is to build us up.
第二个，我们讲好一点，节能减碳。
So do we can stop the CO2 emission early?
这个你有没有计算过每一天每一个礼拜发出去的张纸有多少
Have you realized how many papers that we pass every week?
我听说是一箱还是一包是一棵树
I heard that one box of paper is equivalent to one tree
那如果是一包是一棵树的话我们大概每一个礼拜、啊、要用半棵树
So at least we used to have a tree every week
所以我们还是节省一点我们自己做笔记
So we need to be conservative We need to conserve
鼓励弟兄姐妹彼此做笔记
And take our notes and encourage brothers and sisters to take notes
周报拿来后面都有空白的做笔记
The space behind the weekly bulletin.
以后里面那个祷告怎么办呢？祷告电周报里面也有嘛。
Because in the weekly bulletin, we also have the people need prayers.
这个自己区里面小组里面比较需要祷告的人，这个呢，我们的小组一对一的告诉你，就把它写下来啊，在那个彼此代祷里面呢啊提出来。
So the people who need prayers in the cell group can be mentioned through one to one and be listed and be prayed upon.
比较重要的事情，我们有传达的。会放在那个地方，他们在每神的宫里面开始会报告。
So in regards to the work of God, that's more important to be passed on. We will put it in there.
那如果是经常性的呢，我们都把它记起来。
But it's something that's happened every week. We can memorize.
很多的习惯是重新开始。
Many habits start with fresh.
再来，我们就看到这一个每一次呢，我们这样做的时候，神就帮助我们建造起那个围墙来。
If we keep doing this, God is going to help us build the wall.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
May the Lord help.
一起来祷告。
Bless each one of us. Let's pray.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们的生命里面
in our lives,
当我们的圣殿已经建造完毕的时候
when the temple, holy temple is built,
我们更重要的是外面的那个围墙
but it's more important, it's the,
使我们有分别
so that we may be consecrated,
使我们不会被同化
that we will not be,
我们也不会这个整个在整个很多的外界跟内界里面没有分彼此
that we'll be contaminated, that there is no separation of outside
让我们知道分别为圣
that we need understand to be consecrated,
有神你的话语
we have your word,
Hallelujah
Thank you.
奉耶稣的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.